Welcome to the Office of the Public Guardian podcast. My name is Laura and I work in the communications team. This is our FAQs part two, and I'm here today with Trudy and Cara, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Hiya, I'm Trudy and I've worked for the OPG for about 6 to 7 years now.
Hi, I'm Cara. I've also worked at OPG for 7 years now.
Lovely, thank you. A wealth of experience there between the two of you. And Trudy is actually a podcast regular, so you may recognise her voice from previous podcasts that we've done. Recently, we've had lots of you come to us asking questions on enduring power of attorney, creating a lasting power of attorney, or if you can make changes to it. So we're here to answer as many of these for you as we can. So our first question is, are enduring powers of attorney still valid?
If a person has an enduring power of attorney made before the 1st of October 2007, either registered or unregistered, it can still be used. Enduring powers of attorney only allow people to appoint attorneys to make decisions about property and financial matters. If somebody has already made an enduring power of attorney and still has capacity, they can either replace it with a new property and affairs lasting power of attorney or can keep the existing enduring power of attorney. Enduring power of attorneys were replaced by lasting power of attorneys on the 1st of October 2007.
Thank you very much. That leads us on to our next question, which is, if I have an enduring power of attorney or an EPA, how would I register it?
The attorney is responsible for registering the EPA. This is because the EPA is only registered when the attorney believes that the donor is no longer able or will soon no longer be able to make their own decisions. Before the document is registered, you will need to notify the donor and at least three members of the donor's family if possible. If they object to the registering of the EPA, then it may not be possible to until all matters are resolved. OPG does not require formal evidence that the person lacks capacity in order to register the EPA. You can find out more about the registration process, notifying the right people and other common questions on EPA on our website. Go to gov.uk/OPG and search for enduring power of attorney.
Great, thank you. So my next question is, can I use blue ink on my lasting power of attorney or LPA application?
All right, thanks Cara for all that. I'm going to answer this one if that's okay. So basically we scan all our LPAs onto an online system. And black ink is better recognised by the scanners and can transfer the information much better. But you can use blue ink if you don't have a black pen available.
Great, thank you very much. Very helpful. So my next question is, should I put a tick or a cross in the boxes on my LPA application?
Okay, so again, I'll take that. So as long as the mark you're making is clear and within the box, it doesn't really matter whether you tick it or put a cross in it.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Nice and quick. So our next one is, what is Section 5 of a health and welfare LPA and why is it important?
So Section 5 is the life-sustaining treatment page. You need to fill this in to confirm whether you want this sort of treatment or not, such as feeding tubes, etc. You can't put anything illegal in here, such as assisted dying. It also includes information on do not resuscitate and other medical treatments. If this section isn't completed in full, the LPA will be seen as invalid and a new form will need to be filled in. So please be careful.
Lovely, thank you. It does sound like one that you would definitely want to fill in because that's some very complicated and potentially very unique decisions you might want to make around your health and welfare. So thank you very much. Our next question is, why can't I change or amend an LPA if I find a mistake?
So if you find a mistake before you've signed the LPA, you can correct it. You put a cross through the mistake and put the correction clearly next to it. The relevant people will need to sign and date the correction, and you must not use correction fluid. If you find anything after the donor has signed the document, it can no longer be changed. This is because when the donor signs the document, they are saying everything on it is accurate and true at the time of signing. And if you change anything after this, it will make the LPA invalid. If you're using the online tool, it will prompt you to check all the information in each section and highlight errors made where possible. Once you've confirmed everything and the document is ready to print, you can no longer change the LPA. You will need to start again as you've confirmed the document is final.
Lovely. So my next question is, I've done my LPA documents, I've sent it off, and I've received two letters with different reference numbers. Why is this?
If you've created a health and welfare LPA, as well as a property and finance LPA, you will have different reference numbers for each document. Both forms have lots of similar information, so it may seem like a duplication. So we advise you to check which reference number is for which form.
Lovely, thanks. So let's say I've created an LPA as the donor, and I've moved, so my address has changed, or my attorney has moved. Would I be able to update the addresses on the LPA? Or, if I've lost mental capacity, can my attorney update those addresses for me?
Yeah, so what you need to do with this is you'll need to get in touch with us and let us know your change of address. To do this, we'll need the details of the LPA, such as a reference number, name of the donor, and date of birth. This is so we can find your document on the system and update it as needed. You'll also need to let third parties know, such as banks or utility companies, that the address has changed. However, do not change the LPA itself, because you'll invalidate it. So please remember that. Don't change the LPA itself.
Lovely, thank you. I imagine it can be quite tempting just to change that if you've moved, but good to know to leave it as it is.
Yeah.
So I've had my LPA, it's registered, but I've changed my name, so it no longer matches the LPA documentation. Can I change this?
Yeah, so changes in name works just the same way as a change of address. However, you will need the supporting documentation to prove the name change is legal and legitimate. So evidence can be something such as a marriage certificate or a deed poll. They need to be sent to us in the post, please.
Wonderful. Thank you. So my last question is, if I have any other questions on filling in an LPA that hasn't been answered here or in a previous blog and podcast, what should I do?
So if there are any further questions, you can go online at gov.uk/OPG. We have guidance on filling in an LPA application there. In addition to this, there is guidance included within the online tool, and there is also guidance in the LP12, which can be downloaded from our website. Simply search LP12 in our website. If you have any further questions, you can call us on 0300 456 0300 or email customerservices@publicguardian.gov.uk.
Lovely, thank you. And that's it for today. That was our last question. So I would like to thank Trudy and Cara for taking the time to volunteer to be on this podcast with me. If you have any suggestions on any future potential podcasts, please do let us know and email us at communications@publicguardian.gov.uk.